Good afternoon and welcome to your program Midday Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. My name is Theodora Arena. Like all time inside the program, we get plenty news, information, and entertainment. So stay with me for the next 1 hour on the program Midday Show. You can be part of the program by way how you can send your text message to the number 077-981-981. The number again for send your text message to na 077-981-981. The program na Midday Show and it come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. With me inside the studio, I get with me Abdul Fadu Kamara. We come out Germany at the museum and he come for can talk but one project where he done the do with we on Salon Museum when I for promote painting. First of all, Mr. Kamara, you go want for give we brief history about this project.
I just say hello to the listeners out there. My name is Abdul Fadu Kamara. So I come to Freetown for this project. We have just started with the Ministry of Culture inside 2014. So for just brief now about this project is start 2014. We are come to Sierra Leone. Then I meet with the Minister of Tourism and Culture. We na the ex-minister, Mr. Bayokun Conte. So we discuss this matter. So he even invite me director for the Kamna Freetown. Follow we try for put the two museums then together for see how we able for work on a working relationship between the cultural exchanges. So, but the process was on. Then we get this Ebola. We be just come. We break everything down. So after that, then Ebola end up be the topic now. So we not talk about paintings again. But when you get a determination for achieve something, you just get for the BNM. So after the Ebola, because we be part of the Ebola again, for see how we able for do for help the country for come out of this Ebola, so we participate greatly on that. So 2016, after we get the news, say the Ebola done, they go out of the country, then I get for go back to my directors them and sit down with them and discuss this matter again about this project will be no start. So 2016, so I come na Salon. So when I come, then I meet now, we get a new minister, when Honorable Sidya Yaya Tunis. So I get for meet with him again 2016, that na be October. We discuss about the project because Mr. Conte no be there again, Honorable Conte, X. So we start the project all live again.
Okay, so what is the aim of this project?
Well, the aim of this project now for promote we painters them within Dina Sierra Leone here. Now the museum where they work, na Museum Kunstpalast na Germany, because we get confidence, say, African painters them na one of the best in the world, but nobody know they agree about them. So we would live over there with already for promote them talent, you know. So now that nine are the aim behind this project, because we get some point there where we identify, say for identify the best Sierra Leonean painters within the country, then for promote the Sierra Leonean painters them and photographers to the to an exhibition in the Cultural Centrum Museum Kunstpalast. We in a first something we go happen.
Okay, for example, what are some of them things they are so way we they expect from the painters them way una na Germany go lek for see?
Well, as somebody who don't get vast experience on paintings and all that stuff, then they because I work at this museum now for nearly 7 years, so I don't see how people then react to paintings, you know. So when I see the reaction on how then they when then they come visit exhibitions, they what don't they do? So I say, why can't we try the African painters we put them in that same place. So how they put them paintings there for the Europeans them and see how the Europeans then go react towards that painting. That now one big aim where I look say an opportunity follow we try for reach that goal day. Now make a day so right now.
The program na midday show and I still get with me inside the studio. My studio guest we na Abdul Fadul Kamara we come out na the museum na Germany we come for can talk about in projects on painting. Now make we talk about this painting here, so where you want make Salon Safe be part of together with Germany. How una go identify the painter them we go take part in this painting project here, so where you talk about so?
Well, on the 28th April, this past 3 days we just passed, so we get the launching ceremony in Sierra Leone Museum na Country 3. We many painters then take part. We even the AYV television was there, SLBC was there, and then some other journalists. So we start that project now. So we don't even start for identify the painters there already. The thing is, we get a structure, how we don't program them.
Okay, so what are some of the structure there?
Well, the structure of the identification of these painters them, so then get the obligation now for letting come na the Sierra Leone Museum na Country 3 and ask about the exhibition between Sierra Leone and Germany 2017. So then go get the acting curator for the museum where he named Madame Josephine Cargo, where in responsible for receive them well. Then you get the secretary to the whole program where we call Mr. Amadou Tagawali himself go there around for receive these painters them. Then we get some things that will put in place how the team get for really take place and follow get what we look for.
Okay, now on the 28th of April, una don launch this project here, so and different painter they don't go showcase waiting then capable of doing. But one way go the list we go wants for no waiting at the standard we una they look for the people they una go wants for make them paint, then begin paint.
Well, we get a standard we don't set up. Because I come with other catalogs them of paintings and then things them we go guide, things them what they look for, you know. Because where you see the European painters within Rome, they over 500 years. Because you see paintings 500 years old, na museum musa they work na museum myself are the surprise how they keep them paintings that they even for last so long 500 years and they still look them thing and they. It was for me something just attractive, you know. So now then kind confidence then they I see in then thing then they. So we put a standard of the paintings that what they look for, because as I say, we identify the best, and the best means you get for really present something so that you will be part of that category of painters that what they look for do this presentation, because we put a catalog where they talk about where we want put together. So we set up the targets of this catalog to 50 paintings where we try for get.
Okay, so at the end of this, we go don't get them 50 painters there, so what next we go do?
Well, this catalog where they try for put together, we send them to the director of my museum, we then call Director General Beat Wismar, we are the director of my museum, and they get one catalog. Then the next catalog they go to the director of culture na Dusseldorf, so Mr. Hans Georg Lohe. So instead they get one of that catalog.
So now they get four.
Yeah, then they sit down now in a meeting. Then they look this catalog, because this catalog will they put together. Then go choose now in these 50 paintings which one then are the best. We go do a short presentation here in Freetown, now we museum. Then they come in Freetown for visit that exhibition here. Then we sit down now, then we think about the procedure now follow. We take them now in museum in Germany.
Okay, continue for day with me as I go take another issue inside the program this afternoon. For Bay College, this BNTM don't hold a graduation ceremony. Outside and give degree and award diploma and certificate to people them. We don't pass through the college. Outside one 18-year-old lady, Joy Mileke, being graduate with first class LMB honors in law. But for plenty people in a salon, they look strange. As them people here believe say the 6334 education system in a salon. Now age 18, some people for enter college. But how Joy be able for enter college at the age of 14 and graduate at the age of 18? Musa Kamara talk more inside this interview to Joy.
Completing Oluwa Bimeleke Joy Jegede and at 18 years and recently graduated from Fabi College, Bachelor of Law Honours with the first class. Also we get a previous degree with Bachelor of Business Administration, first division with Amity University.
You just graduated with LLB, first class in law.
Yes.
And before that, you get Division 1 in Business Administration from Amity University in Indian. So tell me more about your early school days.
I do most of my preschool in Nigeria, then I come back Salon. When I come Salon, I continue with a bit now more than elementary school. But after that, for like 2 terms, my parents then withdraw me from school, and my mommy and daddy they teach me now also for us homeschooling, and then get one other 2 neighbors then for help me with social studies and other subjects. But the main subjects then they teach me now also for 1 year. When I return to a school, we be the near way, we saw we didn't attend the song, then put me class 3, but then test me and put me class 3. And I did it for 1 term, but and then take me to class 4 for 2nd term. So I continued the school and we move again from Tengwe Town to Campbell Street. And I also changed school and go Moridin, now Abadin Road Path. And I continued with class 5 and class 6. But that same day, by the time I come out to class 6, I was 9 years plus, and I go secondary school with International School Limited Secondary by Jomo Kenyatta Road. And I do all my secondary with them. I sit Bekede, where I be all 12 in 2010, and I also continue senior secondary with them. But then the holiday between SS1 and SS2, that long holiday day, I use them for take private WASC in 2011, and I was about 13 plus. So I take the WASC August, September, and by December the results come out, and I get a good result. So, but I just stay back again for SS2, because I don't begin go SS2. So I stay back for SS2 2012. I apply both to Amity University India for Business Administration, I'm a distance education course, and Fabi College for Law. And in 2012, at that time, I would apply, I was 14. So, Amity University, then bachelor's degree, they take 3 years. So, I done by 2015, August. My Latin, that'd be all 17. And FBC Law degree, they take 4 years. And so, I done in 2016 when I was 18 plus. Yeah.
You enter Fabi College at age of 14 years now, the law department.
Yes.
How will be able to cope with studies?
Well, maturity is not something we measure by age, really, although people can tend to do that. And that, yes, sometimes age can count then day, but some people, it's different from them. They can just get the natural ability for cope with stress and pressure, regardless of how old or young they be. Maturity get for do with you, emotional capability, mental capability, and the way where you able handle yourself, the way where you able take responsibility for yourself. And I think, I not ever be really struggle in that area, really. For say, I be like, they're under too much stress, or I don't be able to control myself. I not ever really struggle with that.
You be do a degree, when a distance education at Indian. You they do law, how you be able to cope with them to studies there?
Well, I think both of them really, business administration and law, then really actually fall under a very broad umbrella of social sciences, because then really they relate to how people then really get practical applications in the world. They're not as they're not technical in that sense. So although they get very different areas of study, they get a way of thinking. We just require for think very critically about practical things in the world. So if you're able to think critically, I think you can survive in both. And besides, I study economics, so I may get a bit of background for the business. And for law, I study government and history, so I will get a bit of background for them. It was not a struggle, really, for combined also.
Udana Binjo na Frobe College campus.
In college, mostly, I was a member of the debating council. They represent me in the department. I was also secretary general of the campus, ZEM Campus Fellowship. And I was also secretary general of the Law Society, so I was also known in those.
What can be academic success if you don't receive?
Well, throughout secondary school, I'll be the top of my class most times. And then with school, for Beke, now three, we get the best results. We get all three, we get a good 7 in SS1. We compete with Sierra Leone Conference for Development and Transformation. Maybe get writers from different schools all over the country. I'm a big part of the top 10.
So what is the next move?
Well, I go to law school October, by God's grace, law school.
You in any way plan for practice law or you want to go business administration?
Well, honestly, me dream now for find a way for merge both areas of law. So I might practice law, but now they when I would enter for law, me go into for practice really. I would enter there because I want the knowledge of the law and I want for you apply to different situations, not necessarily practice.
Assume you did talk to somebody within academia, won't be like Joy.
There's nothing stopping you from becoming anything we want for become. God, we just believe say God created you all for a reason, and if God creates you, you get a purpose in your life. So there's nothing stopping you. Whatever limitations we think say you get, the truth is not only in your mind today. So you get forget the focus. You need for really know what you want for go. You cannot just be every other person where just they leave every day. I go class, when exams are reach, I study, but you get further focus about what you really want for do, what you really want to accomplish. And also you need for be willing for putting the efforts. Many of we not want for putting the efforts but want the same results. So you need for be willing for putting the effort. Time then we will need for skip some things or invest more time in your studies than when you can do other similarly fun things.
In name na Joy Jedede, and in a 18-year-old lady, we graduate from the Frobe College with first class LNB honors in law. The program na made the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Well, from that interview day, we go take short music break, and when we come back, the program go continue.
Young people, the beat. Woo! Live up! Don't give up. No matter the hard times, keep on trying. Stop at it, at it, at it. Stop at it, at it, at it. Oh, stop at it, at it. Can we not get on a God of 30 days? Watch the rich light, the rich so poor, my brother. God know the bank for. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? God know the bank for. Ah, tell my legal of Sulas. God know the bank for. Tell them that they get to watch out. Say God know they bang for. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? Say God know they bang for. What put your trust in trust a man a failure? Put your trust in judge and the savior. So if you fall 7 times, you go rise 7 times. Remember the story of Job. Don't you ever give up electing choke. Don't be let you come in for 1 pint coke. Believe in yourself and activate hope. You will ever come and be the head cornerstone. Why you see your fall and fall food in this? Can we not get on a God of 20 days? Watch there is light, there is hope for my brother. God know the bank food.
tell you neighbor. God know the bank food. Ah, I'm a legal of schoolers. God know the bank food.
Plenty thank you to Succulent we do for with that song day inside the program this afternoon where he call God not the bank phone. And in all I want, God no man are the only person we know the bank phone where you call upon him. The program na midday show and they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. I still get with me inside the studio, Mr. Kamara, we come for can talk but him. Painting project where he wants for make Salon and Germany they do together. Well, now we go get for talk about the structures of this project here. So,
the structures of the project, because we don't put some structures at the place. So, number one, people then get for if people then get interest, where you know, say you're not a painter, please take the opportunity. For let you come na the Sierra Leone Museum na country 3 and try for ask about this project who they talk about right now, exhibition between Sierra Leone and Germany 2017. The second part of it, we they try for put a catalogue together. And this catalogue, we they try for get the painters, them painting, then we they photograph them. Then we put them, we won't forget the autobiography of the painter, we get forget the size of the picture, and all them thing then they will get for the inside that catalog, so that we will present them all the information we then need, everything they inside that catalog they immediately. So where people them come with them product, in the museum, then can left them if they want, or then can take them with them if they want. But that picture where they give for letting snap them and that information is very, very important, because when this catalog don't go to Germany, when the decision they come, then automatically we won't forget that original picture they where you give we follow we snap and put them into that catalog.
Okay, now make we talk about the benefits we involve on Pandis project here. So waiting people and stand for benefits Pandis painting project here, so we come with so
well waiting people and benefit, you know, because I work now in a museum for over 7 years now in a museum in Germany. So I work, I know certain thing they are, then they create jobs for people, then they give pocket money in the pocket. The artists them, they always they get from the entrance fee, where people then they can pay for enter for see this exhibition, they always they get their own money, because this na a profession where he gets payment. And most of the artists them, you know, because sometimes we can get exhibitions where people then they sell their artwork, where they can price them themselves. Because I just they say to people, when a painters them, where you draw, or you get something with value in culture, now you're not the man where they able prize them. Now you're not the man where they able give them quality. So present yourself well, give them up, give them quality, and the quality where you give them, you always they stick. Not other people, they give you your job quality as you yourself. So that now the benefits the way people then go begin, they get. And if the project come to Germany, then the people them will then get for the into that catalog.
Okay.
Then say if they come for present them the opening ceremony.
Yeah, just want to ask you if you get any exchange of program with Salon and Germany on this painting project. Yeah, so as the one that we go begin do this painting. Yeah, so if the Germany Museum go get for invite them for go showcase waiting they don't the paints and Salon on the anniversary.
Yeah, the opportunity is there. The opportunity is open, because I talk about the opening ceremony, because what would they say 50 now then the target, because you get some artists them who then don't get paintings already, maybe then get 5 paintings or 6. So for let we get that 5 or 6 paintings, we get to forget a team of judges We the inside the project proposal, we go look at that, and then you say, okay, this one now one of the best or two. Maybe one painter go get inside a catalog the two or three paintings.
Okay, how credible then judges they also go be for make them go pick the best people away una want?
Well, you know, credibility of a judge, you know, it depends on waiting at the qualification of the person himself, where they sit down at that table there, for give that that judgmentship, you know, because for be a judge, na a very difficult job, but at the end, these people are well qualified for pick the best out of the best, for themselves where they judge, for let them think then they go na the outside world, or for law we present them here in Sierra Leone, for law we attract with Sierra Leoneans people them, we brothers and sisters them say paintings nothing we get quality, so then get for do the best so that we go get that without anybody go feel embarrassed about in own paintings if you're not the inside that category there. So I just no want for let anybody disappoint at that moment where you're not the inside that 50. Not the start, but everybody gets a chance at the end.
Okay, with them 50 people there, so way una they take them painting the way they don't do, almost actually na the amount we una want.
Well, because for me, as I don't see now we museum, because they call a museum Kunstpalast, you know, because I don't request already for the all way I want for this presentation. Then even the director of culture, na Dusseldorf, get for tell me, say, oh, Mr. Kamara, even when the museum Kunstpalast is there, it give me another alternative way na the state museum, where go able for give again for do this presentation. So na make us so happy for Sidom today, na this studio, Radio Democracy, where they give this opportunity for let her talk to the painters there out there and the Sierra Leonean people, for let them know, say, if we all come together, definitely we for begin to promote we country in the cultural side of we country. So now I make a Sidomna studio and for give this message out.
Okay, continue for day with me inside the studio as I go take another issue inside the program this afternoon. For bring back the culture of storytelling and na the country, the Dusiri Foundation don begin encourage school picking them for do for the right story them. Also, the executive director for this foundation say that they work with the University of Salon for make they introduce new course them na the different university them. We are Alex Lawrence Koma gets more and go now report.
Don't they use for tell the young one them, but waiting be don't they happen before them born. But this culture for long term, don't they lost na the country. For bring back the culture of reading stories, writing story, and self-storytelling to primary school picking them. The Dusen Foundation don't begin encourage school picking them at the primary level for making the right story, when they put together in a one book. Where other picking themselves na other country them na Africa and other side na the world go able for read. Professor Dai Fleming, na the executive director for Dusseh Foundation, we same way so na the co-chair for the advisory group for the Australian Africa Relations, na the Australian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. They say a camp salon after we want Saloman when a political and policy analyst, as woman a Kuma we based in Australia. Tell them about the good thing them waiting at the country and how Australia can come inside and help Salon. And the organization is say then focus and for make all the picking them able for land book.
I've come to Sierra Leone because I have a dream to deliver literacy across every African country. So Sierra Leone is the 24th country basically that I'm engaged in. I've also come to Sierra Leone because I want to also support Ansumanu Kuroma in the way in which he influences change as well here in Sierra Leone. I'm here because of literacy. I'm here because I believe that I have a contribution to make. The foundation focuses on literacy. So when you travel into schools across Africa, you'll find that there are virtually no stories written by Africans or African children. So what we did is we made a decision to go into schools with the permission of education ministers and to actually work with the children and the teachers to write stories from their heart, from their imagination, and to preserve oral tradition. So what we're doing is these stories are now being published across Africa to be used as teaching and learning tools, as well as to go into libraries and into homes and into the hands of children to read.
Professor Dai Fleming say, the same way so they work with the University of Ceylon, for make them begin for do new course them, we go make graduates them get to work with them left college.
I go to the university and I've got a lecture at 4 o'clock, and the purpose of my lecture is to talk about the role of incubation for economic development. So it's about entrepreneurship, it's about making sure that universities offer programs that don't lead into undergraduates who are unemployed. Because 40% of African graduates are unemployed. So we need to work hard to improve the quality of education. This lecture is also about getting people to think very carefully about innovation, about imagination. It's about getting people to be prepared for enterprise. If Sierra Leoneans think that they are going to get a job with the government, they're wrong. It's time for the economy and the Sierra Leoneans to actually be enterprise ready. So I'm encouraging people to work very hard to build their own businesses and not to rely on government or NGOs for roles. We have to be creative.
Professor Fleming say, Ceylon people for ready for welcome development project them if they want to make any change in the country.
I don't think development is about money. I think development is about Sierra Leoneans standing tall and working hard to get what they want to do. I think there are too many people who are inactive. I think that it's interesting when I travel around Sierra Leone, I find so many things that are broken and nobody bothers to fix them. And you can't rely on another person to help you all the time. This is about helping oneself. I think it's important Africa-wide for Africans to actually trade between countries and their borders. I think it's really important that having an idea, you need to prove your business before you expect venture capital and support. You have to prove your idea. You can't wait for a handout all the time. You've got to roll up your sleeves and do the work.
Kadiatu Fofana, the coordinator for the Dusef Foundation at Ceylon, he said this foundation gets planned for work with different schools in the country, but say they just start with 3 schools, who said they don't ask to pick them for rights to read them.
The pilot schools as at 9 and 3. Services, children's school with the force. We have this school of 5, Rashidin Islamic Primary School. Then we have the Mamba Ridge Kisi Primary School. But as at now, the force authors, then come on, and pull up another force way, then don't begin right. This is the genesis. We just start. That I will launch until as them be the first authors that this country under this foundation for Sierra Leone collection. All other countries, then belong right. About 17 countries belong to this foundation. Sierra Leone being the 18th today.
I've been talking to somebody picking them. We don't write story. Now the first book we don't publish. And then be tell me about the story them we don't write.
I'm named Aminata Conte. I attend Plafai Rashidi Islamic Primary School, Fisher Street. Class 6. The beautiful village girl. The story there was before man who then had the village with the girl. They all stayed and they come and say, I'm married the Titi. And they come and say, I'm married the Titi. The girl then had the village. Then the doctor, the singer, the hunter with the fisherman. They say they want the Titi. So the Titi go now to for go booking things then. The singer sing fine music. And then the crocodile sealed up. So following listening the music. Now then the hunter taking gun. He shoot the crocodile. The crocodile die. So he shoot the crocodile die. So they wound the Titi. The fisherman go take the Titi in couch and to the doctor. Then the doctor treat the Titi. So I did the Titi well. They hold the Titi well. And I say, for them 4 man, they hold up for marry the Titi. Me say na the doctor, because if they for me left hand, or they don't count up, the Titi for me die because of that. So the doctor men and I well.
My name is Sam Bendo. I did number 45,000. I attend Plafai Rashidi Islamic Primary School. Mr. Renina, the man here and the fish. In the boat, the man one day and they go fishing. But the first time we go for go fishing, we never get nothing. So the next day we go for go fishing and then go catch one big fish and get back with it them.
According to Professor Dai Fleming, he gets planned for support other ARM in the country. And this is the work Tanga one now with Asumana Koroma, we based in Australia. We served on the app for bring investors from Australia for camps alone. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Alex Lawrence Koroma, the report.
That's a big report where we your Radio Democracy Alex Lawrence Koma puts together on where the Dukeri Foundation don't begin encourage school picking them for the right story them. Well, from that report today, we go na we well body corner and bring to na we well body talk.
This na well body corner where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Inside the well body corner today, we go talk about how if you fasting for eat boku salt per smack one, go and bug in your well body one. Salt good for the body as it go make it function well, but when you fasting for eat and per smack one, go and bug in your well body by way how it go make you get high blood pressure, where that go make you get heart problem and stroke. According to World Health Organization say, big people they eat salt pass small picking them. Because of this reason make them can get them bad sick them, wakey and bugging the well body one. This make the advice say, for make you go get well body all time, now for reduce the kind way how you they eat salt, as way for prevent yourself for make you not go get them bad sick them, we go and bugging you well body one. Stay tuned to Radio Democracy for another edition of Well Body Corner with me, Princess Pierce.
Plenty thank you to Radio Democracy Princess Pierce for that well body talk day where it do for we inside the program this afternoon. The program where you still listen to na midday show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. I still get with me inside the studio Abdul Fadul Kamara. We come out na the museum na Germany and it come with one project where na for painting for make people in a salon safe good day. Na the international wall, who say themselves go they do fine painting where other people them na other country themselves go appreciate. Now, Mr. Kamara, one go wants for no other than the people where they sponsor this painting project here, so we count for winner salon.
Well, number one, the first person where they sponsor this program, that na myself, Mr. Kamara. Because me na born Sierra Leonean and I see say there is an opportunity for law open a door for we painters them na the European market. So na make us start this project. So I don't talk with me directors them. I don't talk with the media them na Germany. So then just they wait for see a product. When they don't get a product, then automatically for generate a sponsorship. When a product is there, it's always fast. You know, because for anything where you they talk about, you say, I want to present something, then go always say, put some force before we come to you part. But the sponsorship, we look for them here in Sierra Leone because the Ministry of Culture, in a part of it, the Monument and Lyrics Committee itself na part of it, they all come together for support this project where they go on right now. So now an official thing where we think say we go able to reach the goals they will they look for.
Okay, painting a salon look common as plenty people them go say they know they see any profits whether they get out of this painting. How una go make sure say people them appreciate this painting project here, so we una don't come with so.
Well, I just want for give the people them small tip about paintings. When you see painting, you know they know the quality of the painting until you go near them. You try for identify certain part of the painting. Now you don't know what in painting mean. Painting now one of the most valuable thing in the whole world right now. Paintings then they were valuable past all other material in this art, na painting. Because na museum, when I see paintings, they waited only 500 years, then they exist. 600 years, I just they admire. Because 600 years, me, Abdul Fadul Kamara, I was not in this world even. But these people, they wouldn't exist. they don't paint, they don't lay farm. So it's very important. And that thing they will try now for now we set up now a museum now in country, so that we go able to keep them in the day for the next generation them. Because we talk about the educational part of it, we program them get for come on this project where schools then go for benefit out of. So we deparam right now, the starts it don't begin. So automatically we see a potential in this part for law we really convince
people. Okay, so for the one that will be done, they do painting, but not show face in this launching here. So where you do, waiting at the word of encouragement, where you go get to them kind people and they, as themselves be done, they do painting, but they not being come out.
Well, the word of encouragement we go give to them, if then they listen this program now, then go hear me voice. And if they look SLBC, because another program they come up with, then go show the launching ceremony again, where they come up now SLBC, maybe it will be today, we're in a 9 o'clock news, then go put them on. Then the benefit of that thing we will try for do, it will help the country for we indigenous culture, for expose them out there. Because we man talk about Sierra Leone and the outside world, people then they doubt suicide Sierra Leone even they. Because they always get the negative side about Africa. When you talk about sickness, when you talk about poverty, then now then they able to recognize African countries them. Then we want try for change that dynamic. They now say intelligent people then they, we then able for present a country in another form in the Western world. So that in a one big aim. Then the second aim is it will attract so many tourists for coming to Sierra Leone. Then automatically, when then they come, then we serve as Sierra Leonean, we go give them warm welcome, and we try for put we talent forward there. So now that now the encouragement we go give them painters the way they not come that launching for let them take the time and come to the museum and try for know about this project.
Okay, plenty thank you to Mr. Abdul Fadul Kamara. We don't deal with me inside the program today, meet the show for the next for 1 hour. You go tell Fumble them.
Okay, Fumble them. I just want to say thank you to una all. We listen and then una give this message to una party them and friend them. For that we all promote this country, because today na holiday, na workers day, so automatically myself na worker, so I join una for that we celebrate this holiday today, and that we embrace with democracy, we will get in our country, that we work together for that we develop this country. So I say thank you again, and una go dey hear me voice sometimes na radio, na TV, I go still encourage una for that una be part of this project. So okay. Bye bye.
Okay, plenty thank you, Mr. Kamara. We don't dey inside with we don't dey inside the program mid the show today for can talk about in painting projects as he come out at the museum for na Germany. Well, na ya the program mid the show go tap for today. Plenty thank you to my colleague that we don't go out for bring to a different report interview them. My producer them Alex Lawrence Koroma and Khadija Bangura, the man we don't engineer the program for me, Otis Parkinson, and the rest of the production team. May we bring to you the program this afternoon, Mina Theodore Arena, the same. Blessed day. Bye-bye.